Eventually, our investigations led us to a street in Ruislip. It was autumn, 1960. Ruislip, I should explain, is a suburb of London. It lies to the northwest of the metropolis and is one of the places one drives through on the way to Oxford. That's how I remember it, at any rate, as somewhere glimpsed briefly through car windows, generally at dusk, generally in the rain. Neat rows of semi-detached houses, small front gardens, each with its square of lawn and herbaceous border, bay windows, clipped hedges. And every so often, where the downstairs curtains have yet to be drawn, the bluish, flickering light of a television set. And that, since all stories have to begin somewhere, is where this particular story began for me. Or rather, this particular chapter of this particular story. For the case as a whole had been occupying my attention for several months. Oh, it is, by the way, by and large, true.
Where do you want me to go?
In the sitting room. I can see better in there. I want to adjust some of those pins.
Oh, Jesus, it's cold in here. You ought to get central heating.
Well, one day.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Just stand still. I want to make sure the dress fits all right.
God, you're a fast worker.
Oh, I've got to get a move on if it's going to be ready for Christmas.